Harlequin Audio is proud to bring you Chatsfield's Ultimate Acquisition by Melanie Milburn, a Harlequin Presents novel, performed by Justine Eyre. Chapter 1. Nowhere on Isabel's list of things to do before the meeting was there any mention of cleaning up a furball. She looked at Atticus in dismay. "You do this to me now?" Atticus purred as he indolently lifted a front paw to groom, as if to say, "What is your problem?" Isabel blew out a flustered breath. "Why didn't you do this yesterday when I had time to take you to the vet? Why today when I've got 100 people filing into the boardroom?" She glanced at her watch and groaned. "Like in about 5 minutes. Ugh!" She pictured the Chatsfield clan striding in, Jean and his 8 adult children, and Jean's nephew, Spencer Chatsfield, and his 2 younger brothers. Even thinking Spencer's name made her blood boil, as if what he'd done 10 years ago hadn't been enough. How could she have fallen for someone so hard and so fast when he'd only been playing a game? That was what made her veins throb and pulse with rage. She had been too stupid to see him for what he was. Too gullible and naive to see he was toying with her because he could, not because he wanted to. 7 months ago, he had come breezing back into her life with a takeover offer. A takeover offer! As if she would ever sell anything to him. But he was up to his old tricks, somehow in the interim gaining 49% of the Harrington shares. But at least they were equals now. She had the other 49, so he would have his work cut out trying to get them off her. To get anything off her, including her clothes, especially her clothes. "I should have brought home the smooth-haired tortoiseshell," Isabel said, as she gingerly picked up the furball in a tissue. "What was I thinking getting a hair machine like you?" Atticus blinked his green eyes and then lifted his back leg into a position Isabel, as a wannabe yogi, could only envy. "Or a dog." She flushed the furball in the ensuite toilet. "One of those cute little yappy purse ones. That's if dogs were allowed at the Harrington." She quickly checked her reflection in the mirror, grimacing at the way her layered hair hadn't sat quite the way she'd wanted it to. "Or any pet, for that matter. You should think yourself lucky I bent the rules to sneak you in." She came back out and looked down at her blue-gray Persian cat again. "Are you sure you're not going to choke to death while I head downstairs?" Atticus blinked again and mewed.
"Pert."
Isabel snatched up her bag and phone. "I hope to God that wasn't a yes." Isabel saw him as soon as she entered the boardroom. He was sitting to the left of his brothers, Ben and James, dressed in a sharply tailored designer charcoal grey suit with an ice-white shirt and blackened silver-striped tie. He looked every inch the corporate player. Wheeling and dealing was his forte. He thrived on the challenge of the game, be it in the boardroom or the bedroom. Especially in the bedroom. Damn him. His sapphire blue eyes met hers across the space that divided them, making something punch against her heart like the jab of an elbow. His expression was inscrutable. But he'd always had the amazing ability to cloak what he was thinking behind a mask of marble or an enigmatic smile. Unlike her, over the years she'd trained herself not to be so transparent, but it took so much energy to contain her emotions. Controlling them was like trying to bail out a wave-swamped dinghy with a thimble. She raised her chin and shifted her gaze to encompass the assembled family and hotel management staff. "I'm sorry I'm late. I was held up with a housekeeping issue." Leonard Steinberg, the business manager who was chairing the meeting, gave her a smile.
"All sorted now, I hope?"
"Absolutely." Isabel looked at the one vacant chair on the other side of the table from Spencer. "Who are we waiting for?"
"The mystery shareholder,"
Spencer Chatsfield said, clicking his pen on and off as his gaze tethered hers. Isabel suppressed a shiver as that cultured baritone with its English accent moved down her spine like a caress. She had to focus. This was the moment the Chatsfield family were waiting for. The moment when the final two...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?